And we are live.
We are live. Everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Project Blank Day.
It is Valentine's Day.
The Leo community is my Valentine.
Oh my God. Morty gave us backgrounds for today. I'm bobbing and weaving so everyone can check it out. Apparently it's the now show. Today's now show.
Yeah, the Wen Soon show has the final season of the Wen Soon show is now live.
Or this is just the special now show episode before we go back to your standard Wen Soon show programming. It is February 14th, aka Valentine's Day 2023, and many of the Soons have now become now.
Your Soons have been answered.
We are here to launch party the new UI and all sorts of other goodies and announcements. It is going to be bananas. Hashtag crew 3 word of the day is bananas. So get your tag in play.
Get your tags. I'm just doing the announcements.
And thankfully, I am unmuted in the Discord. Otherwise, I would have to say all that over again. Hashtag winning already. Let me jump into the chat and catch on up. I'm sure there's people firing away. Project Blank. Are we even using that term anymore?
We are, for today only. We are introducing Project Blank, which has been merged. That's what the announcement post talks about. Project Blank has been merged into Leo Finance, and the baby, the love child, is called the Everything app. It is Leo Finance
reborn. Leo Finance! Wear your swag. Get your swag. Cal failed again with no swag. His hoodie is missing a label.
It's got Leo Finance on the back.
It's he's got the invisible ink. We got to shine a black light on it.
Exactly.
And I just can't get my shirt on camera. Black
light in this room.
Oh, hey now. There we go. I got Leo Finance on camera. Let's see how long this lasts. I got to sit normal again. All right, I can breathe, and it's gone. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. For those only listening, they're probably wondering what in the hell I'm doing. Get your Leo Finance swag at Bonfire. Pay your fiat currency, because that's how it is. Yep. I should really save that link so I can always drop it every week.
Yeah.
These t-shirts are super comfortable, though. I'm not going to lie. I was rocking my other one, my black Leo Finance tee, Sunday for Super Bowl.
Oh, nice.
Super Bowl party.
I like that.
Crypto actually came up too. Someone was asking me about it. It was funny because this girl was asking me about it because her friend was like on her phone looking at TikTok. And like next thing she knew, the guy was like literally just scrolling every one of my TikToks about crypto. And then I'm like, well, just tell him to go here.
Go here for all the information.
Go to Leo Finance for the truth. All righty. Yes, Bitcoin flood. New record, 15 minutes after the hour. You're welcome, because Cat needs to get his pregame chatter in. All right? Cat is always trying to get some alpha. Doesn't really happen very often, but he's always trying.
Saying good morning on the new UI is so good. Yes, it is.
That is right. I actually have both pages loaded. I have alphaleofinance.io, and then I also have regular Leo Finance, because got to write the recap post. But yeah, let me get into the threads here. GM, we are live.
The UI is live. The AMA is live. Show. All of the things are live. all of the things are live.
Meet us in the Discord.
So I think be a good time to run through the announcement post for the new UI. Because if you're here, you're probably not reading it, but hopefully you do read it. I kept it pretty short this time. There's going to be some good. Yeah, I did. I just posted it. There's going to be some good follow-ups to this post. Yeah, we know about that. Beehiver. Yeah, the curated feed isn't live yet. So it does say 404 because it hasn't been hooked into Lightning. So
there's a lot of things that are not live yet.
So this is why I wanted to go through the post, because I knew that nobody here would read it. So in the post, I give multiple disclaimers about the new UI. So, you know, obviously you can go read those. There's a whole section at the bottom of the post about it. This is TLDR time. So the biggest disclaimer is that this is open alpha, right? That's why it's not leofinance.io. It's alpha.leofinance.io. So you are alpha testing the new UI. With this alpha test, we have basically a basket of core features that are live today, right? And then every week from now, you're basically going to get a new feature rolled out to you. So as an open alpha tester, we hope, maybe expect feedback on all of these features, right? So go test what's there now. You can make posts, you can make content, make threads, you can engage. Obviously, you can, you know, upvote. You can do, you know, most of the things, like well over half of all your normal activities. You can do that. Kasam, no. So if you read the post, the disclaimer in there talks about the login methods. We haven't added LeoInfra yet. Yeah, Bitcoin Flood, to give feedback, there's a lot of different ways you could do it. If you've got, you know, one thing I love when people do is when they like collect a bunch of feedback and then write a post about it and use the tag like feedback or something. That makes it really easy for me and for the devs to kind of organize everything and then get it all fixed. So
new trend,
if you've got a lot of feedback, if you got a lot of feedback, I would say make a post on Leo Finance and add the hashtag feedback, and I'll keep watching that tag, and then can kind of organize it from there.
The real question is,
my disclaimers. What
I was gonna say, the real question is, who in the audience can post a now meme that I can use for the recap post? Calling nice. All cars, help out the cat.
So back to my disclaimer, because we're already getting a lot of wins and I knew that was going to happen.
Lasted 5 minutes.
Right. Yeah. The now only lasts 5 minutes. The wins are forever. So with this multi-phase approach, I already know we're going to get a lot of people asking when this, when that, all sorts of shit like that. So you'll get. Did you hear that?
Your audio just got weird. It's back to normal now.
Am I back?
Yeah.
That was weird.
Like it still was going. It just was like you went super echoey and then it went back to normal.
Huh. Weird. Okay.
The
audio
can't handle all the nows.
Yeah, the nows are breaking this universe. So whenever you wonder where this is or where that is, or why is there a 404 page, or why can't I use my wallet UI? Just go back to the disclaimers and remember that each week you're going to get another feature. So the next feature that's going to roll out is actually probably going to roll out today, but technically it's like the week one feature for testing is the account switcher. So right now, if you've tested the new UI, you've probably noticed that you can log in, but you can't log out. So all of your accounts are belong to Leo Finance. Once you log in, you cannot log out. So I'd say probably within the next couple of hours, we'll have the first feature live, which is account switching, probably one of the most requested features for Leo Finance, you know, basically since it started, is to have an account switcher where you can basically just hit switch account, and then it keeps certain profiles that you've logged in with before preloaded. So then you can just kind of click and keep switching back and forth. So that's going to be super helpful. That'll be live, like I said, probably in the next couple of hours. And that'll be your week one feature for testing. So your homework for week one is to test the account switcher. And then obviously with the open alpha just going live, there's a lot of other stuff that needs to get tested. You know, notifications page, explore page, posts, threads, publish page, profile page, all of the things. There's plenty to test for week one. And then week two, we'll roll out the next phase of features for you to test. And, you know, like Bitcoin, or who was it? Bitcoin Flood was asking, you can open a support ticket and put in the feedback, or you can make a post if you want to make my life easier and collect, you know, say you have like five pieces of feedback, maybe collect them all into one post and then launch the post and maybe add the tag feedback, and then it'd be a lot easier. So those are my disclaimers. The post goes obviously into more details about it. You know, I gave a cool backstory on Project Blank, you know, just a brief kind of like TLDR of the last 2 years, which is, you know, it's pretty crazy, but we've been talking about Project Blank now for 2 years. Idea phase, design phase, development phase, testing phase, and now open testing. So it's cool to finally be live. It's cool to finally turn the when into a now, and the soons into nows. And so a little bit of backstory. I talked about the Everything app vision and why we decided to basically change. So like the original idea was Project Blank was going to be separate from Leo Finance. And then over time, we kind of realized and decided to merge them together. So, you know, Leo Finance and Project Blank kind of become the same thing. And then you turn that into the Everything app. So now if you're using alpha.leofinance.io, you're going to kind of see that vision start to come together, where you have both microblogging and long form content side by side, which is something, you know, completely new to Hive. I think relatively new, like to the world in general, right? Like, I mean, within the last week, I think Twitter just added like certain long form content features in like small beta testing. So even to like Twitter, this is like a whole new concept to have long form and short form live together on the same UI. And then it's definitely new to Hive. I mean, if you know, I talk about how, because like there's still this stigma about Leo Finance that you can only post crypto finance content, but with threads, now you can post anything you want, right? So like, you know, there's this whole movement around posting pictures of your dog and hashtag, you know, using the hashtag dogs. And so it's, you know, the whole goal now is, our mission is still the same. You know, our goal is to democratize financial knowledge and access to finance. But what we've decided, like it's not only about the whole platform is not only about content that's related to crypto finance. We're opening it up to any type of content, because that's kind of the whole thing with Web3, is that everything becomes financial in Web3, right? Like everything is related to tokens. Everything is related to, you know, NFTs and blockchain and all this stuff. So like, if you make content about basket weaving, that on Web2 is like, okay, it's just about basket weaving. But on Web3, it actually incorporates certain levels of finance and, you know, business operations and content creation. There's a lot more layers to Web3 that didn't exist on Web2. So in my opinion, you know, segmenting ourselves off and only doing crypto finance content is no longer necessary. I think we can open things up a lot more. But, you know, this vision that I have for Web3 is that we provide you guys the base tools to do whatever you want with, right? So like, we put the tools out there, and then it's up to the community to decide how to use those tools, you know, how to curate content. And that's just really the goal. One of the big things with this new UI, which isn't live yet, is content segmentation. So things like community pages, which aren't live yet, but things like community pages, curated feed, and other types of feeds that we've been building is all centered around creating like this modular experience, which we've talked about before on the AMA, where you can kind of decide what kind of content you want to see. And that's the whole goal here, is like any type of content goes on Leo Finance now, but obviously the brand of Leo Finance is still centered around crypto and finance, Web3, blockchain. But then once you're on the platform, you can talk about anything you want. You can build a community around anything you want. And I think that's really cool. And Morty, I'm sending you back now to the disclaimers. When you ask, when anyone asks when a feature, just share the link to the launch post for them and say when read disclaimers. So
speaking of disclaimers, as I try to listen, participate in threads on the new UI and write a recap post, right now, and it's probably good to cover again, new UI just launched. Obviously we can log in, we can, post, we can comment, we can vote. When it comes to login, I know Keychain works. Did you mention that there was certain functionalities that aren't yet online for logging in, or was I imagining that?
Yeah, I talked about that. So Leo Infra hasn't been connected to the UI yet. So right now you have basic login, it's just basically the most basic form of logging in that we wanted to have live, obviously, for open alpha. On the closed alpha, I'm testing a few different login methods, and then obviously Leo Infra with the Hive Lite accounts. So that will be, that's one of the next phases of the launch, will be centered around login methods and also the mobile version of the UI. So the mobile UI isn't done yet. So things like the menus and stuff on mobile and logging in don't work on the open alpha. So open alpha is very bare bones, and it's meant to be that way. It's meant to be bare bones at the launch. And then every single week, you're going to get another feature that say, okay, here's your new feature, go out and test it, give us bug reports, give us feedback so that we can fix it. And then, the more feedback, like we really, the call for feedback has never been bigger than it is now. And what that means every week, the more feedback you give us, the faster we'll roll out the next video. So give us a lot of feedback.
Cool. Sweet. So what else is online now? Is there anything in particular that we haven't covered in terms of what's online?
There's a bunch of stuff that's there. Obviously, I'm just reading comments. Obviously the, like all the core stuff is there, like being able to thread, being able to post. So you go to the homepage, obviously you see threads. So we kind of flip-flop the way the UI works. The old UI is that, it's built around threads as kind of being like the centerpiece, and then everything else is like a feature, right? So homepage takes you to threads. It looks a lot like Twitter. And you have your trending tags on the side. So, you see like the top, 8, trending tags. And then if you click show more, it'll show you all the tags, then you can click them. We're working on a search feature too. So you'll be able to search through tags, search through users, stuff like that. Hit the explore button, you get taken to the long form side. So this is where stuff got kind of interesting in like the design side of things, which is basically incorporating a way for long form to live with short form. It was kind of difficult to come out with a way that you can essentially like to read long form and read short form in a way that doesn't suck. It was pretty hard to do that. So The explore page kind of takes care of the long form side of things. And again, because I know people are going to ask, the explore page is missing a lot of stuff, right? So like right now, when you go there, you have your trending and your new, your curated feed is not there yet. Being able to search through tags for posts is not there yet. So there's a bunch of things there. But basically go out and test, like if you want to test things right now, go out and test the created feed, go out and test the trending feed, go out and read some posts and test, you know, what the experience is like when you read something. Some big new features are there, especially when you open a post, you'll see the view is a lot different than it used to be. You can see more posts from the same user that you're reading from. Kind of like a really cool design on the sidebar that I like. And then comments are a lot different. And if you hover over someone's username, it'll repopulate that right-hand side with their latest content and information about their account. So that's good. The notifications page is completely rebuilt. So this is something that I've been really excited about. Talked about it a few times on the AMA. That, you know, we basically went after the same way that Twitter integrates the notifications page, right? So you can easily read and interact with other people that are commenting and mentioning you by username and stuff like that. So love to see it, the notifications page live. And I think engagement on Threads is going to go up a lot with the new notifications page. I think it's going to be a lot easier to reply to people who reply to you, stuff like that. So the notifications page definitely needs a lot of testing. Like I'm already seeing people, you know, filing complaints about the notifications page. So definitely go out and test this stuff. And when you do see something that's not working right, open a ticket or create a post or create a thread even. Just make sure that someone from the team sees it at some point so we can get things fixed and keep moving forward. Bookmarks aren't live yet. So if you click that, you get a 404. Your profile page is live, but we have only rolled out the profile page for threads. We haven't rolled it out yet for posts, and we obviously haven't rolled out the wallet yet. So when you go to your profile page, it's going to look a lot like Twitter, and you can just see your threads. And then we're going to piece by piece add the other features. Obviously, we haven't added anything under the more button yet. Publish page. So we rebuilt the entire publishing page. I actually really enjoy this new publishing experience. We actually made some updates to it last night after we got some feedback from a Nomad Soul on it. So there's some cool extra features that we added there. It's basically got like this three segmentation setup where when you're typing, it's got like its own scroll, and then the preview side shows you the exact. This is like one of the most highly requested things on the old UI for sure. Is when you're typing a post, people wanted to see the exact preview of like what it would actually look like if it was published. So it shows you like your images and everything on the preview side. And then that third side shows you like the tags, like where you can add tags, you can edit the permalink, you can change the reward structure, add beneficiaries, stuff like that. Another big complaint on the old UI is that beneficiaries sometimes worked and sometimes didn't for some reason. Like when you would try to add one, sometimes you get an error. I think Taskmaster reported that a couple of times. And that is fixed on the new UI. So a bunch of little stuff has actually just been fixed just because we've rebuilt it with better code, because the old code was spaghetti shit from adding a lot of stuff on top of other stuff. So this UI is a lot more clean, built from the ground up to be that way. Yeah, Nylon, love the notifications on Leo. You used to always use Peak D for notifications, no need anymore. Yeah, that's definitely the goal, is like, I love the way, you know, I'm a big Twitter user. I'm a heavy Twitter user. I love the way that Twitter handles notifications. I feel like I never miss when someone replies to me or mentions me. And then I never miss when one of my favorite people post a tweet. Like I never miss those. Yeah, Mitch, you missed your homework assignment.
No, I didn't.
Did you not?
I did it early on, and I'm going to apparently do it again, but
I didn't even hear it.
I'm going to try to organically work it in. You know what I mean? I don't like
there instead of
pulling the e-brake. I mean, it doesn't really fit in at the moment, but not only did I throw it in, there's actually threads about it. Someone was just like, you know, basically said, did I just miss Cat sneak in the secret phrase? And that's what I was also threading about. I'm like, indeed you did. And I dropped the word, and I'm still trying to look at an explanation of what it is so I can explain it. So four things are happening at one time, and I am not as smart as everyone thinks I am. But yeah, I mean, now that you ripped the Band-Aid off, we might as well talk about it. So I don't think a lot of people are familiar with this new initiative, which is Crew 3. And, you know, basically, it's kind of like a crypto projects outreach platform. And, you know, Leo has a community on there, and it's kind of invite only. So you need to have at least 1,000 Leo power to kind of get access. And then basically what you can do is like users from Leo can like finish quests related to the Leoverse and the UI launch to earn experience points. And at the end of the month, there's a bounty of 10,000 Leo and 100K Leo power for the winners. So basically you can win Leo for doing some things, for participating. And the key word of the day, I think it's the day. I don't know if it's longer than the day, but I'm going to say for the day. I know my soul can obviously give updates in the chat, but the key word of the day is bananas. And that's because all this shit is bananas. We got the new UI. It is now. The soons are gone. And it's bananas that we have kind of this interactive marketing program, if you will, called Crew 3, where, you know, you can not only help spread the word, but actually, you know, have a shot at getting some good chunks of Leo in the process. And who doesn't want more Leo?
100%.
So that is what that's about. And if you have additional questions, put them in chat, and I'm going to put a Nomad Soul on the spot to have to answer them. And that's what I have to say about that. Boom. Woo's already in. And I know there was a post about it, and there's a Discord channel for Crew 3 that obviously, you know, you have to qualify to make it into. And yes, Summer Tooth, when you go to the open alpha, it default is at the light mode until you hit the little moon and cloud button there, right to the right of Leo Finance, and then you can go back into the land of darkness. What's up, Snook? Seeing some throwback names from my early Hive days. Dagger, the keyword is bananas. I don't know where you put it or what you need to do with it.
Where do you put the banana?
What kind of show is this?
Just don't bend down.
You know, listen, all I have to add to chat in regards to the keyword is this GIF. That's about as far as my intelligence goes.
I like it.
Someone cue the music. Yeah. Where's Gwen when we need her? We need a Gwen Stefani bananas meme, but like actually from her.
All of the memes.
And then all we'll go the viral. Memes.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of comments. It's funny how I think a lot of people expect that when you roll something out like this, that it's just like a fully finished product, you know? Which is a big reason why we do it on alpha.leofinance.io instead of just replacing production all at once. So yeah, that's how alpha products work. That's why, like, you know, if you're an iPhone user, you can download the latest update, like, you know, like say iOS 16 or something, right? You can download iOS 16 and opt into having that like 6 months before normal people can download iOS 16. But the, you know, the important thing about that is that you are accepting, you know, maybe we should have added something where when you log in to the new UI, you like accept a bunch of disclaimers.
Yeah.
we should have done that. Now that I think
little
about
pop up that says, you know, this is, you know, open alpha and, you know, not fully functional and not, you know, full featured. Please test and give feedback.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and that's what the announcement post I think is for, which, you know, obviously no one's going to read, including myself, although I will put the link to it in the AMA recap post.
Yeah, nobody will ever read the disclaimers unless you put a pop-up in their face. We need a pop-up where you have to write down, I have read this disclaimer and understand it like 10 times before you can use the UI. Yeah, you'll put it in front of them, they still won't read it. They'll just copy and paste that 10 times without reading anything. It's pretty funny. But that's how the world works. Yeah, Yongkun Jun is right. I don't know how to pronounce that, but Bora, he's right. You know, we can always build it faster, build it sooner. That's kind of what we did with the old UI, which is like, you know, it was, I don't know if you guys remember, because this was a few years ago now when we were rolling that out, is like, yeah, we spent a lot of time developing it, but we were like bang, 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 like just trying to get everything out as fast as possible. And we sacrificed quality coding for rapid development. But Project Blank and the new Leo Finance is not being operated that way. Like my goal, and this is what I've told the devs, my goal is that this UI is like a robust UI that we're building, you know, for years and years and years to come, where like every single piece of the UI is like, you know, iron, it's like solid bedrock code, right? Where like, you know, each piece of the UI is like well constructed, well built, well thought out. Every design element is like well thought out. That wasn't the case with the old UI. We would like, and if you guys remember, I still remember like the multi-phase launch that we did on the old UI. You know, we launched stuff and we were just launching it as fast as we could. And there were like ridiculous amounts of bugs with everything. And the reason why was just bad coding, you know, doing things really like way too quickly, kind of stretching ourselves thin. And that's not what we're doing with this UI. So if you've noticed from using the new UI, there's a significant lack of bugs when you're doing things. I mean, I'm not going to say that there's zero bugs. There's always going to be bugs. But there's and it's fast. Yeah, exactly. Super fast. So, you know, shout out to Bora and shout out to Dennis for making it like ridiculously fast, you know? So it's just built properly from the ground up. And that's what is, you know, that's what we've set out to achieve.
Indeed, I can thread at lightning speed.
Yeah, we don't have the mobile version live yet. So if you are trying to access it from mobile, I would wait probably about 2 weeks and then we'll have your mobile, probably less than 2 weeks, but we'll give ourselves 2 weeks.
Thread. Crew 3, keyword has been added. For those that know, know.
Threaded by the guy know, that, you know.
Threaded by the guy that really still doesn't know. If you don't know, now you know. It's working fine on mobile all of a sudden. What do we got? Just got this one clicking on notifications on the left, application error. Sweet, I like it. People are breaking stuff. That's what the plan is. Break stuff.
Always good. Break stuff and then tell us about it. It's a good thing.
What did Snook just post? Is the price of Leo mooning?
Not yet, but soon.
That is in the Sooniverse. Cool. Wu is applying peer pressure about giving away Leo today.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure Cal's not opposed to it if we think of some fun way to go about it. I don't know. I know my soul could think of some fun thing.
Yeah, let's do the first giveaway of this AMA / launch party. Tell us we'll pick one of the, all right, I'll tell you what to do and Mitch will pick the random winner.
Oh, great.
And no favorites. Tell us your favorite feature of the new UI in Discord and we'll pick one winner and we'll send you some Leo. Several people are suddenly typing.
I mean, you're letting people off easy. I figured I know my soul would have something, you know, where they got to like participate in something, whether it's creating, you know, specific threads with specific tags or, you know.
This is just the icebreaker. Just the icebreaker.
Doing something with Crew 3.
Yeah, just the icebreaker.
Clearly, I'm leaning on him a lot today. So help me to help you, bro. Help me to help you. I'm just a cat hosting an AMA and writing posts. Say yes, like Taskmaster said, why post in Discord? Why not have it posted to threads? That is true, because now you get a thread storm of people feedbacking.
I've been peer pressured. You have to post it in threads and then Mitch will pick your winner from threads. Imagine you can't post it in Discord.
Well, you can post it in Discord, but you also got to thread it.
There you go.
And if you really want to have some fun, tag Taskmaster in every single one of them just because I want to see his notifications blow up.
I don't know if you guys have seen, that's funny. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but the hashtag Cal was trending on Breads all night. And I was reading through them and it was hilarious.
Snook,
Emacs is online. That's actually a really good question.
What?
While we are live, there are updates being rolled out. So as every update rolls out, it's going to log you out of the UI, just so you're aware of that. So good thing to be aware of. And that kind of drives me into another point, which is drafts are not yet live on the UI. So if you are typing a long form post, I highly, highly recommend that you keep some sort of local copy of the post while you're typing. So maybe like every couple of paragraphs, just save what you're working on into like some other note document or something. I would just recommend doing that so that you don't lose a draft. I've been typing posts on the new UI though, and I haven't lost anything. But that's not to say that like the UI could crash or, you know, we could roll an update out while you're in the middle of typing a post out. So if you want to keep yourself safe from losing content, I actually put this in the launch post too. That's just something I recommend, is just save a draft of what you're working on, you know, just in case. Like I said, this is all going back to the disclaimers. This is an alpha product. Be ready for bugs. Be ready for issues. There you go. Dagger. You can still use the old. Oh, that's what you're going to read. You can still use the old UI to publish for how long? So we'll talk about it in the post. Open alpha expected to be around 1 month. I've thought of all your whens before you're asking them. So,
do you really want people creating a ticket for feedback? Because like Morty said, where to put bugs and suggestions.
Bug report. So if you go to the tech support, or if you go to the support center channel, you can find there is a tech support and there is a bug report. There's also report abuse, but we don't have that right now. There is a tech support and bug report. Tech support is if you're having some sort of issue that you need one-on-one help with, that's for Nifty to help you. Bug report is if you have feedback on the app, you can go there and you can open a ticket. And I will personally read the ticket and take your feedback and then organize it so that we can fix it on the UI. So I'll actually share the link. Go to the bug report channel for all of your reporting and feedback needs.
Yes, that is probably a good distinction to make. Submit it in bug report, not in tech support.
If you do it in tech support, we can figure it out, but just save us some time and do it in bug report, please.
No, it's definitely because, I mean, it's two separate things. And, you know, bug report is more feedback than it is someone, you know, with an issue that needs to get resolved, whether it's, you know, a stuck transaction or whatever, a login issue.
Yeah.
Flynn Jameson said, my favorite thing about new threads is that I don't need Twitter for entertainment anymore. That's great. Any tag Taskmaster? And apparently me. No, tagging me is not part of this deal.
Yeah.
Although I don't have honestly, I don't have notifications like for anything. And if I do, I don't even realize. I mean, if I go to like, I don't know, I guess when I go on actually like hive.blog and technically Little Finest, there's the little icon, but I don't have notifications turned on where I get pinged anywhere, which is true for all my social media. Screw that. Facebook, TikTok, all of them. Pass. The only time I see notifications is when I log in. RM said Korea can still not get that right. The profile page on the UI is amazing. The suggested article section is pretty useful. That's cool.
I like that.
I'm laughing at one of Taskmaster's threads. The new UI is faster than my last three sexual experiences, which were very quick. Wow.
This must be lightning quick then.
That's funny. Someone posted, I don't know what hashtag Cal is. This interface looks cool though. I love it. People really are actually tagging Taskmaster.
See, this is the fun part about threads, right? Threads completely changes the way all of us engage with each other. I feel like it's a lot more fun.
Beehiver said on the new UI, I simply like the profile page as it lets me track all my activity and its sweet crypto rewards. Yes, get your crypto rewards. Earn your Leos.
Your free money.
It seems that even if you enter the notifications, the number remains unchanged. I'm sure that's probably just a hard refresh or a lag type thing. Yeah, I have like 2,800 notifications. I didn't even fucking notice that number was there. That's how anti-notifications I am. Yep, apparently I'm getting tagged also. Nifty tagged me, amongst many others. So now, yeah, see, test my theory. Hard refresh. Nope, still shows 2,800 notifications. Number doesn't go away.
The number isn't going up?
No, it's changed. It just doesn't like, well, when you, how does it work? If you go into the notifications, like how does it make the number go away? Do you have to go into notifications? Do you have to like click on each thing or?
We haven't added that yet.
Okay. Well, that's what someone pointed
back
it out.
To our
so
disclaimers.
Someone pointed yeah. it out. So I was just yeah. testing it.
No, yeah.
Well, there's your answer.
Yeah, it doesn't yet. I'm replacing soon with yet.
It would be great if you also add a timestamp on each notification. Yeah, TM, let us know time of the notification. Oh yeah, that's right. Oh yeah, because it just says how long ago. It doesn't have a timestamp. So like 39 minutes ago, 36 minutes ago. Oh, that's crazy. So like the first like dozen notifications actually like show the like comment or post or whatever. And then after that, it goes into summary mode. Like I see, like, you know, one alpha mentioned you and 33 others in their comment.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. People voting on posts and whatnot. Ooh, I wonder what post he voted on. I got a Yabit Matt vote. Thank you, sir. Come vote my post as much as you like.
Yeah, one thing that's fun is being able to see like the upvotes roll in. Kind of makes it more fun.
Gets it juiced up. Gets the people going.
Gets the people going. It's provocative.
It's not gorillas. It's bananas. What's that mean?
There you go.
Actually, I really feel like that's what it is. Like crew three bananas. What's that mean? Nobody knows what it means. But it gets the people going. It's provocative.
That works almost too well.
It's too funny. All righty. Let me go back to, I've even gone into YouTube. So if anyone's in YouTube putting in questions and comments, I'm basically Alfred and Batman. You trusted me and I failed you. Let me go over to the YouTube. It's way too many things to do at the same time.
All of the things.
There we go.
I see Edicted is on Twitter, but he's not here for the Project Blank. Oh, he is here. I lied.
Liar.
I just didn't see him commenting.
Yes, there he is. He's in listen what? Mode.
He is here. I missed him. I was replying to his tweet and I was like, I don't even see him in the launch party.
Well, Beehiver, I guess, took advantage of me checking on YouTube. What do we have? With the new UI going alpha, any plans to kick in the ads plan in order to bolster the Leo price and make a gold rush on the platform?
Yeah, we've talked about that. I think we talked about it.
We talked about it last week.
Yeah, last week.
Or maybe it was 2 weeks ago. I don't know.
Yeah, either last week or the week before. But the plan has always been roll out the new UI and then roll out the ads program on the new, once the new UI is out into production. So help us move from open alpha to production faster, and your when Leo ads will become sooner. I got a lot of new taglines now. I like having new taglines.
So I don't know if this will make any sense to you, because I feel like Morton said, I asked Cal which platform to ask on Twitter. And the only question I see for him is says, when just for men? Are we starting a hair growth community that I don't know about on Leo Finance? And we can have Taskmaster lead the charge.
I just randomly was on Twitter posting an announcement and I clicked communities and it said, discover new communities. Can devs do something? Is the top suggestion for me. That is hilarious.
Did you see what Anomad posted? What are Cal and Kat saying? Fill in the blank space. Funniest five threads tagged. Cal Cat with win 100 Leo each. There you go. See, that's a fun thread.
Like it.
That's heck, that was like 6 minutes ago. I had to scroll way up. When soon? Yeah, I should probably get into the threads here. I don't know. I'm sure I've missed all the fun.
Should we pick? Do you want to pick the winner of the 100 Leo for their favorite feature on the new UI?
Yeah, I have to find, like, this is the awesome part about threads and also the problem. There's threads everywhere. How do I find ones for the first thing? Was there a tag we were using or? I mean, I see Nifty. Favorite thing about it is dark mode. What do we got?
Morton Matt asked When you hit publish, is it a post or a thread? It is a post. So when you hit publish, it takes you to the publishing UI, which is for long form content. I think it becomes clear, like once you start writing and stuff, you kind of see like it has like a permalink and hopefully you recognize it. Maybe we'll add some labeling there about being long form. You know, one thing I've considered adding, which I think would be a good idea, is a word. So you know how threads have a word, have a max cap on characters, right? They have a character cap. One idea I have is that posts have a character minimum. So that like, let's say that someone were to type like 200 characters in the long form publish UI, it would, and then they try to post it, it would actually like recommend that they post it as a thread. And then maybe if they check a disclaimer box, they can still post it as a post if they want to. But that's kind of a nice way to segment people off and say, hey, you're actually kind of making a thread. Why don't you make a thread instead of a post?
Cool. So now, Mac, could refresh. I can't scroll in past more than 8 minutes ago on my threads.
Oh, that is an issue. Someone just reported it on the, bless you, on bug reports. We are working on it right now.
Well, that makes it hard to find things people posted.
Yeah, it's a temporary issue. Fix should be up.
I've been scrolling through, and unfortunately, I've only seen like a handful of ones about the UI. So apologies if I didn't see yours. I think I like D-0 because not only do they talk about like some, they basically put, so biggest missing features, pound emoji, pound YouTube, I should say, or whatever, hashtag, embeds, best improvement, images look way better, biggest surprise, speed and responsiveness, Cal made threads fast, best new stuff is lightning fast. So
that's our winner, huh?
I think that's the winner just because I like all of the, I like the detail, like over-delivered.
Over-delivered.
Touched on basically three things and we only asked for one. And Cat is fan of over-delivering. So I don't know. I don't see them in the Discord. So I don't know where
they're sending the Leos now.
I'm assuming.
Congratulations. D0.
D-0.
Yep. Right, he has received 100 Leo.
Boom. There you go. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. And we're getting all sorts of memes. Apparently people are now. There's some good ones in here. I don't know who's picking the winner here, but there's some funny ones.
I think, are we doing five winners? Please advise, I know man's soul.
I believe that's what a name, I know my soul said. Five winners. That's good because there's a bunch of good ones.
I do see a lot of good ones. I like this I'm a robot one. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm a robot is up there. The I'm doing 100 things at once is pretty funny. Apparently you fired me 37 times, but I never hear you. You can't get fired from something you don't get paid to do.
RM said, Chris said, we need more Hive users threading and using this new UI. We need 5,000 threads a day. I'm with you. I think we're up to about 1,000 a day now. It's been growing a lot since the start of the year. Let me get my official counter out. See where we're at. Yeah, we're at 1,000 a day. Some days we're even, 1,200-ish.
Leos.
So Mercado Maestro asked, sorry, this was already asked, what things were going to be selectable under the more sidebar tab? Great question. We have not talked about that. So in previous AMAs, we have talked about the long-term vision of this UI. What you're using right now is the, you know, like I said, we're building it in like this kind of like bedrock approach of like very slowly adding features in and building them right. Because on the old UI, we kind of just like, and this is really my fault, but what we did before was just really like hammer away at the devs and say, okay, we need this, 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 this. And I said, I need it now. Like it needs to be, you know, I don't want to hear soon. I want to hear now. And we sacrificed quality code for rolling things out quickly. On the new UI, I wanted to change that and do things in a better way. So we're doing things more slowly, more methodically. We're designing things before we develop them, rather than, which sounds logical. Ironically, like, you know, when you're trying to build things quickly, you tend to like just do them rather than think them through a little bit. So we're doing things a little bit more methodically on this new UI. So, you know, we have a lot of long-term plans to add, and I'm going to put out a roadmap in the Sooniverse about this new UI and all the plans I have for it. But I've kind of piecemealed you guys the roadmap in certain ways. So I've talked about that we're adding a Substack style newsletter service where you can basically create your own Substack on Leo Finance and Hive. And then you know, like if you're Mitch and you put out, you know, a monthly mastermind post or a weekly mastermind post, you can make it private and then only people who subscribe to you can view it. So like if Mitch wants to charge you $10 a month to see his mastermind weekly post, then he can do that all from the Leo UI. And he can set his price. He can set, you know, the frequency that he's going to post, exactly like Substack. So just imagine Substack within Leo Finance. And this is like the whole everything app kind of coming together. So my long-winded answer, under the more tab, you're going to have a lot of those like modular things, basically to like, it's kind of like putting it all in there. So like, if you go to Twitter is like a really good example. If you hit the more tab on Twitter, it has like Creator Studio, professional tools, all sorts of settings and display options, and you can build lists of people you want to follow and stuff like that. So that's all kind of like in the cards for what we're doing. So that's why the more tab is there, and it's meant to hold that stuff. But obviously we haven't released it to the open alpha yet, so you'll see that kind of be rolled out as we start rolling things out. But the roadmap is very heavy, it's very intense, but it's very long term, rather than like how things used to be where we're like, all right, boom, 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 we need to get all this stuff rolled out like now. It's very like methodical and organized this time around. Mercado said, hell yeah, I've been using Substack for publishing long form articles for the past year. I don't like how they take a fee. Stripe takes another 3% fee, so no need for gatekeeping. Exactly. And we will be taking a small fee. It's definitely going to be a lot smaller than what Substack takes, but there's going to be a small fee, and that fee is going to just buy and burn Leo. So yes, it's taking a small fee, but it's actually just making the platform more beneficial, which ultimately benefits you as a creator. If more people come to the platform, the token price is higher, stuff like that. So there you go.
I'm looking at these memes and I just realized one of them is a nomad soul. So
rigged. It's rigged.
He's not. I saw Eric. I'm like, wait, who's Eric? I'm like, oh yeah. Like butthead moment. I was like, oh yeah. No Winnie.
Taskmaster asked, would that only be Leo Finance related? I would imagine subscription service could include anything since it's private. I feel like you're asking if you can post feet pics in your subscription service. And yes, you can if you want to. You can post whatever you want in your private, you know. So obviously the way that this is going to work is that your content for those, there's two different there's two different designs that I have in mind. I haven't decided which one we're going to do yet, just because it's not like, you know, we haven't started working on it yet. But one design is that it's posted on the blockchain and it's a, what's the word I'm looking for? It has to be decoded. So it's like, it uses like, basically it uses the Hive blockchain to still post the content, but then you have to decode it using your account. So that's one idea, but that's relatively complex. So that's one idea I have. The other idea is, if we want to roll something out a little bit simpler, is just that the content, actually the private content you post, won't live on chain. It will be, you know, more like a Web2 site where it's basically just, it's like a hidden blog post kind of, which is exactly how Substack works. So that is idea number two. I haven't decided which one we're going to go after yet. We haven't sat down and done like a discovery of what's needed to make that happen. But basically, anything goes in the private content part of it. You can do whatever you think will sell to your audience. You can do.
I'm scrolling through memes on Threads.
We got a lot of activity. I wish the AMAs were this packed. I love it. Nifty said, I love that you have display names now so people can call, so people know what to call me instead of just numbers. Yeah. In case you don't know, Nifty has the most unpronounceable username in the world on Hive.
Indeed.
One of the changes we made on the new UI is that it shows because you can edit your name on the Hive blockchain, like your display name. So now we show you by display name. So like Mitch's handle is Scaredy Cat Guide, but if he wanted people to call him Mitch, he could make his name Mitch and then people would call him Mitch.
Yeah, I noticed that because I was like, I saw like, you know, Jon Snow, and I'm like, well, I know that's not his account name because I know it. And then same thing, even with Anomad Soul, it just says Eric. So that's pretty cool.
Yep.
Well, we're just refreshing Threads. Boom.
Nifty said, whose feet will be more popular, Cal or Task? I don't know. I got pretty good looking feet.
D0 posted a thread showing a screenshot of his 100 Leo winnings. And he's power up, baby. Power up. That's what's up. Win the Leos, power up the Leos. Earn more curation rewards.
Power it all up.
I think we have all the memes that are going to come in. I've picked winners. I have one winner left to pick, and I don't know. There are a few good ones. I'm also trying to not pick all inappropriate ones. So as much as those are funny, you may not win. I think we have our winners. The last one was tough. And some people got in for speed and others got in for originality. All right. Are we doing winners of the meme contest?
Let's do it.
I've got it figured out.
I say you pick three, I'll pick two.
Oh, I already found five. So okay.
All right, then you pick five.
You pick two. And then obviously, in case there's overlap, and then I can, you know, take three from there. So you go first.
All right. Let me see what I can find here.
There's a lot. I mean, some of them go back further than I can scroll. So like I looked for a while. I picked a few and then I refreshed to get new ones.
Oh yeah.
And then I picked a few. So you'll, which works out though, because you're going to only be able to pick really from the more latest ones, which is fine because I picked two from there. So that'll actually work out. So I'll basically, I'm covering the older ones. You're covering the newer ones.
Sounds good.
So it actually works out. Got. While you're thinking about that, I need to ask Taskmaster, bro, why do I keep selling short-term calls against my options? Because every time I do it, Tesla just goes up. I jumped in a new position before close yesterday. And Tesla's up like $10 today. I'm like, son of a bitch, I capped my upside again. At least my shares are rocking and rolling, but those are my IRA. I can't touch those mofos for a while.
Friends, we have an update from the illustrious developer, Dennis. Do a hard refresh of the alpha UI, and you will see that the scrolling bug has been fixed.
Oh, nice. Look at this. Live updates. Doesn't get better than that, people. You want to talk about whens and soons and nows.
There's no more whens and soons, people. We're done with that.
We literally are getting real-time nows. In fact, that needs to be a theme. We got a trending tag, nows. What's trending right now? Cal, GM Friends, Threads, apparently Greta, Leo Finance, Hive, Leo, and also Cal with a capital K. I think I'm going to start a now trending tag. Oh, yeah, look at this. I'm 35 minutes deep, and I'm still scrolling. This is bad. And it's super fast. Like, there's no loading or nothing. I'm just going.
Threads are very fast now. You can thank Bora for that one.
This is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Shout out to Bora.
He hooked us up. Yeah, Bora Mercado. It's actually crazy, isn't it? Like, he did such a good job that the scrolling is actually better than Twitter. Like, I think it's better than Twitter. Glad you guys like it. All right, I've picked one meme. I'm still looking for the other ones. All right, I got my other one.
All right, cool. I'm threading.
All right, let's do this. So
now needs to be a
my first choice is Dagger 212 with the you saying dance, me saying I'm a robot.
Yes,
that one's hilarious. Actually, I am not a robot. I read that.
All right.
That is my number one pick.
I did like that one also.
And then my number two pick, where was it? I liked this one. By I don't know, Samad. He had you saying, I'm buying an $8 badge on Twitter, and then me saying, take this stack of Leo and delete that shit.
Oh, I didn't see that one. That one's awesome. I'm glad because I didn't have that. I didn't see that one. So I'm glad you found it.
I like that one.
Nah, I just gotta posted that. Figure out his username, IDK, Sam ad, and all those numbers because I'm adding these to the posts.
Oh, nice. Right.
At IMK.
I will start. So what are your three picks?
Hold on. Just got to get all his numbers here. 7, 8, 6, 9, 9. Because I'm obviously tagging people. All right, so you picked those two. This is tough now. So I did have Dagger 212, and then you picked one that I didn't. So and I'd have to scroll back to find them, but I picked Summertooth. And yeah, I probably should like screenshot all these because I'm not going to go digging back through trying to find them. If Summertooth wants to drop it in Discord, if he's on Discord, feel free. To no surprise, I picked Morty because Morty is always dropping the good graphics. I mean, these are Morty graphics that we have today for the now show this week. And now this last one's tough. I got to pick between two. I'm going to go, even though the other one was more creative, the first one is about, you know, first through the door and kind of like a standard issue solid meme. So we're going with Woo for the final spot. What's up gets the last.
I like that.
The last one. Speaking of, Woo has her show tomorrow. On the Pulse Discord channel, where it is a open forum. Everyone can participate and chat amongst themselves, ask questions, and it's all things definitely all finance related, but I think Hive in general, but definitely be chatting about Leo Finance. So feel free to join that. I think it's 3 p.m. Eastern. Wu can drop a link in the Leo TV chat if she'd like to with the info. I'll try and dip my head in if I am available at that time tomorrow. All right, so there are the users' names.
Django and DM312 are kind of agreeing with each other on the UI that they think the branding is confusing about Threads and Leo Finance and the type of content that's allowed. Yeah, I mean, we've spent a pretty decent amount of time thinking about, you know, should we change the name? Should we change the logos? And it's not something that we're against doing. But after, you know, kind of thinking about it for a long time, you know, what are we really aiming to achieve? Are we aiming to replace Twitter and unseat Twitter completely? Are we aiming to be a Twitter competitor, kind of like these other platforms that have launched, you know, in the Web 2 universe that are trying to kind of go after Twitter, you know, whether you look at like Trump's platform or, you know, any of these other ones? Or are we trying to build out our niche in Web 3 and continue with the mission of democratizing knowledge and access to finance while simultaneously, you know, opening ourselves up to more types of content? Because like I said in that main post, I believe that Web3 is kind of seeping finance into normal things, right? So Leo Finance is about, you know, finance broadly. It's not only about it's not only about, you know, basically you have to post about Bitcoin or you have to post about stocks or something, which is how it started. But I do think we can escape that branding niche a little bit, but I don't think you should fully escape the niche. Like, I think there's a value in having that niche. So there's a niche in the branding of Leo Finance, but in the actual usage of it, you can use it for whatever you want. And I think that's cool. I see rumblings about a great meme. That's funny. Yeah,
I dropped those five winners usernames in the private chat for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I think I got the last one right. Didn't come up with the tag, though. I think it's IDK, Samad, 78699. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it.
All right, cool.
Thank you. Sending the Leos.
She's already gone. Bye, Julia. That's a throwback.
Thanks for coming.
Steam days.
Steam.
The only time I was ever in Canada, I hung out with Julia and Krim and a handful of others. We had like a little mini Steam/Hive meetup in Montreal. Which at this point is many moons ago.
Many moons
probably like ago. 5-6 years ago. That's the cool thing about crypto. Make new friends and eventually sometimes even hang out in real life. although no one can officially verify that Cal is not a robot because no one's physically met him yet.
True.
I've come close.
Although
we were both in Miami. We were both in Miami at one point, but we did not meet.
Yeah. Very true.
Yes, that may change in the near future.
In the nearest universe.
Cal might have to start representing in real life.
The new UI is live. Things might be changing.
Yes, and now I'm at Seoul. That is true. When Leo Fest?
Soon.
In fact,
very soon.
One reason I'm able to be on this call, and we said Vegas, is that I'm not in Vegas right now. My peoples are at the 10X conference right now. I passed on that this year. Way too much travel going on, and that's an expensive-ass conference.
What is that, the 10X one?
Yeah, the Grant Cardone.
Oh, yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
You know, real estate, mainly real estate related. But yeah. All my real estate peoples, you know, are there right now. And it's more like a party. Like, he's got rappers there and everything. They were partying last night.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they still obviously do the conference thing and have speakers and presentations, but there's a lot of partying. I know I'm at Seoul. I have no idea. I'm going to probably say no, but I have to look to see where it is. Outside of going to like just like local crypto meetups, I really haven't been doing any of the conferences and stuff.
What is Pomp Fest? Is that Anthony Pompliano? Is he doing a festival now?
I didn't hear about it. He said, I think it's called Elysium. Will there be a Your Feed page?
Dagger, oh, interesting.
212 asked.
Yes, there will be. It is not live yet. That one is still in this universe.
Well, I know crypto is getting big enough because now you got like, you know, people throwing the conferences, like literally like single people like under their name throwing conferences,
right.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Or whatever, even if labeled.
You know, one thing I noticed though that I thought was interesting is last year during the Super Bowl, we had like crazy amounts of crypto ads.
Oh yeah,
right? This year I don't think I saw a single one.
Probably not, because you know, bear market. Right, because last year Super Bowl we were down, but we weren't like down big or anything.
They had already all paid. They what probably wanted that money back.
Saturday, March 4th in Miami for Populano's thing.
Oh wow.
I mean,
I would actually love to go to that. Yeah, I would love to see Kathy Wood.
Oh, she's going to be in it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, it's March. I don't think it's going to work for you because it's March 4th and you might have other conferences. Oh, actually, no. You can fly straight from one to the other.
And yeah.
You can experience that journey. That's another reason I'm hesitant to go to Vegas, man. From South Florida to Vegas, man, that's like a 6-hour flight. Ugh.
Yeah, it's close for me.
And there's not a lot of directs. It's weird. You think there'll be a lot of direct flights and there's not. I think maybe it's like because you're going from one tourist destination to another. But that's interesting.
Who said they banned crypto commercials? I actually never heard about that.
Oh, snap.
I just kind of noticed when I was watching that there weren't any. Huh. I wonder when did they decide to do that after FTX blew up, or did they always plan on doing that? After FTX, that's crazy if you think about it.
That doesn't surprise me at all because, I mean, they're trying to ban everything. I mean, obviously, they're going after Paxos now and BUSD, and which is interesting. I just like converted into a shit ton of USBD, BUSD yesterday morning, and then I saw all the news about the SEC and the New York State telling Paxos to shut it down and not print any more BUSD. I was like, awesome. You think I would actually got good value because I was flipping from DAI into BUSD. So you think like that would have worked out for me because it's like, all right, USD is like, you know, off the peg a little bit. Yeah, not so much.
Yeah.
I basically didn't. I ended up, you know, spending a little money in terms of conversion fees. Yeah, FTX obviously hosed up a ton. And I've said this a bunch of times. I was like, FTX set back the adoption of crypto a solid 2 years.
Yeah, I agree.
Potentially more, but a solid 2 years.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that.
Like, that's the only thing I'm annoyed.
I'm stacking.
Well, but that's the benefit. Like, the silver lining is, like, I'm able to buy crypto at prices I never thought I was, like, buying. The reality is, a year ago, no one thought they were ever buying Bitcoin under 30K again.
Right.
I shouldn't say no one. The vast majority of people, including myself, I thought 30 was the floor. You know, now we're able to buy Bitcoin right now at 22, and we're able to buy it at 16 and 17. So, everything has its blessings and its curses. And, you know, the blessing is we got to buy crypto cheaper than we probably would have otherwise. The curse is, well, we're going to be waiting a couple of years for the next bull market. And like, Bitcoin getting to 100K event, you know, one day is going to take maybe 2 years longer than we expected. It's so crazy that one person and one event can have such a big impact on something. Well, at least I know Abdex is German. What did Marco just say? Alpha is closed. Yes, you missed the window. We shut it down already. It was a limited time now. No, it's
limited time.
It's open alpha. You're done. Literally.
You had to be here.
Open alpha. It is open to all. alpha.leofinance.io threads. It is in the announcement post. It is in Snook's response. And now it is also in chat again. Get your thread on. My recap post is pretty much complete. Then we have more. All right. Well, we've been going, what now? Hour and 15? Hour, actually almost hour and 30. Is there anything else we have? I think all the updates have been made. Oh, that's funny. Hell, you know what? Cal, I actually might want to go with this more so to hear the Cody Sanchez chick speak. The one that,
you know, she's like the small business person.
Yeah,
right?
She buys boring small businesses, laundromats, you know, lawn care service, things like that, which I'm all about. And I've looked at some small businesses like in South Florida, but the problem is, you know, you got to find the ones that have management in place. Otherwise, you're going to end up being a hands-on owner operator. You know, she makes it sound super easy, but. Yeah. Finding people to run the business, especially these days, easier said than done.
Yeah. Well, and she's got a team of people, I'm sure, would that help her with?
Oh, 100%. So, but I'm not opposed to it. I've looked at that. Every time I have money free up, I poke around at local businesses, and then I end up tying it all up in another real estate deal or plowing it into crypto.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, this is interesting. I might check this out since it's on a Saturday, and apparently general admission is no cost. I'm like, well, wow, sweet.
I'll check it out too. I don't know if I'll be able to make it that quickly, but maybe.
They got the ball, and then they got the baller tickets if you want to be a VIP or whatever else. I didn't see. Actually, hold on. I still have the site up, I think. What do we got? You get to meet Pomp with a VIP ticket, and then you get access to the weekly virtual group discussions with Pomp. And that's VIP, VIP Insider, which is big bucks. Access to exclusive Insiders event hosted in Miami Beach on March 3rd, featuring select speakers from our lineup. That's pretty impressive that he got Kathy Wood. the other ones like make sense to me, but Kathy Wood's definitely a solid grab. Yeah, so really the VIP Insider Pass is all about that March 3rd. And I guess being able to chill with the event speakers, or at least some of them. It says select. I'd be surprised if Kathy Wood is at that.
Yeah. Yeah, Chamath. It's crazy because I was thinking that too. When I read the lineup, I was like, oh, I think I saw Vivek from a small like when you posted it in Discord, it showed a small picture. I was like, is that Chamath? But it's not. I just saw a fellow brown guy.
I don't know, Dagger. I don't think anyone else is having problems with the pictures loading on the new UI. Apparently, it's just links. Not the pictures for him. Apparently Snook is having the problem as well.
All right. Well, I think this was good. Good launch party. The UI is pretty smooth. Like I said, the way we developed it was a lot different than we've developed other things. Very bedrock, brick by brick type of development. And the launch post is live on at Leo Finance. So go read it, go comment. Maybe I'll give away some Leo in the comments. And we gave away some Leo today. We gave away what, like 600 Leo?
Yeah.
With our two different contests. And then, so definitely open a bunch of bug reports. There should be a lot of Crew 3 stuff related to feedback and bug reports on the new UI. So definitely be active over there.
Oh, I forgot about that. The Crew 3.
Yeah.
I got to add that.
And then don't forget that tomorrow is Wu is hosting the monthly meetup, the Lion meetup. So head over to her Discord. It's called The Pulse tomorrow for the live chat. I'll be there as well. What else we got? LPUD is tomorrow. A lot of stuff happening. LPUD tomorrow, the monthly meetup, new UI is live today.
I'm sure there's some kind of post. Here we go. Crew 3.
Happy Valentine's Day. Another thing going on. Wu said, happy Valentine's Day, lonely people. We're not lonely. We got threads.
Valentine's threads. All right, whatever. Sweet. And Nomad Soul is going to get blown up. Crew 3, pinging Nomad Soul if you want to figure out what is going on. How to get it.
Yeah, there's a lot
somehow
going on there.
Thanks
everybody for jumping in. This was our most full house for an AMA ever. We would love to see you guys every week. We do this every Tuesday at noonish EST. This is pretty much the same time every week. So if you want to ask questions and get soons to your wins, then the weekly AMA is for you.
Oh,
and if you're just jumping in, because I saw a bunch of people just jump in randomly right now, the recording will be posted later today. So be on the lookout.
And the good news is the recap post is posted now. Boom.
It is now. Vote the cat.
The recap post is here. So if you just jumped in and you missed all the fun, your TLDR has now been posted by the cat. Vote and rehive as you please.
And I will post the alpha link in case anyone wants to read the cat on the new UI.
Yes, in the recap, I have the new alpha link. I also have a link to the announcement post. And I also have tagged all our winners for Leo's.
Looks real good on the new UI. Love to see it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I posted from the old UI. Oh, yeah, it looks really good on the new UI. Sweet.
All of the things.
In dark mode. Let's see what it looks like in light mode. Man, I've gotten used to dark mode. That sucks. I was always a light mode person.
I still love light mode.
You all converted me to the dark side. Pun intended. Cool.
Sweet.
Well,
see you guys on Threads.
Yeah, we'll see you on the thread. The Threadverse? I don't know. We got to come up with something.
The Threadiverse?
The Threadiverse? I don't know. Thread life. There you go. Hashtag I will see life. You. Thread life. I'll be living the thread life until next Tuesday. So we'll see you guys on the 21st. Until then, try and break the open alpha and submit your items to Bug Reports.
The hashtag Bug Reports channel.
Heck yeah.
Sweet.
All right, y'all.
See ya.
Later.